Historians argue about where the Republican Party was founded, but they agree on the year, 1854. And Jackson, Michigan has as good a claim as any to be the party's birthplace. Then as now, different Republicans believed different things, but they were united on this. They unanimously opposed the spread of slavery into new territories. Today's Republicans also seem united on another issue. Their motto is, no new taxes, no matter what. As a corollary of this, they also believe that any politician who comes out in favor of any new taxes, for whatever reason, is committing political suicide. Republicans think the voters think the same way they do, especially in economically devastated Michigan. Remarkably, even some Democrats think they might be right about this. Of their three candidates for governor, only Alma Wheeler Smith says openly that she'd raise taxes on the richest of us. The others say they wouldn't cut essential services, but haven't really said how they'd pay for them. Well, guess what? A highly respected new poll indicates the anti-tax tenet of Republican dogma is dead wrong. Despite 30 years of anti-tax propaganda, many people would be willing to pay higher taxes rather than sacrifice education in the state. Epic MRA, the respected Lansing polling firm, surveyed 600 likely Michigan voters a couple weeks ago. It found that by a 2-to-1 margin, voters would support a graduated income tax that would tax the rich more, the poor less. What if a graduated tax isn't possible and the economy stays poor? Would Michigan voters agree to raise taxes to get more money for schools? Our lawmakers, especially Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, think the answer is no, but the poll found just the opposite. 61% of us would tax ourselves more highly to help the schools and our kids. Only 29% say definitely no. The poll also asked a representative cross-section of voters this. Is it more important to preserve the programs we have now or to control taxes? The voters opted to save the programs by a margin of almost 3-to-1. Now, they weren't in favor of all taxes. By a margin of 54-43, those surveyed were against Governor Granholm's plan to extend the sales tax to services. But by a slightly bigger margin, voters were in favor of extending the sales tax to things like movie tickets and parks and recreation fees. And another item suggests that the Chamber of Commerce's lobbying campaign has been a failure with John Q. Public. By an overwhelming margin of more than 3-to-1, those surveyed were in favor of eliminating some of the $3 billion in tax breaks the state now gives businesses. Now, this poll was done for the liberal group, A Better Michigan Future, and some may argue that the questions were skewed. But Epic MRA is highly renowned for its integrity. What these results really suggest is that the average Michigan voter knows something the politicians don't, which is that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. You get what you pay for. And if we opt to be a selfish state where those who are well off refuse to provide the next generation with the tools they need for the future, we won't get very far.